Okay, we're in Perek Vav and Hilchos Yimin v'Chalitza. We left off with Halacha Chaf Beis. Unfortunately, as we plow through the last couple of prakim here, there's two more prakim after Perek Vav. The cases get more and more complex. For those who've done Gemara Yevamos, Yevamos is filled with all these, I would say, challenging variables. How many brothers marry how many sisters? It can get very messy. So we'll try our best to get through it. But just as be warned, it's going to get more and more complex. Okay, so in Halacha Chaf Beis, the Rambam says, the Rambam alludes back to Halacha Yadalad, where the case over there was, is where there's a guy's married to two women, all right, what it called, and one of them is okay to marry. Let's say Reuven's married to two women, he dies. One of the women can marry Shimon, the other one's an erva to Shimon, okay? He says, Ha'isazushi erva ala yavam. Okay, mikudeshes leechav shemes besafek o migureshes amanda besafek. All right, so let's say the situation is that we're not sure, right, of the status of the woman, of the kiddushin, right, of the woman who would be an erva if the kiddushin was a good kiddushin. So again, we're unsure of that status. It's a suffek kiddushin case, or let's say it's a suffek gerushin. Okay, in those cases, we're unsure. As a result, therefore, we're unsure if the status of the erva would apply to the yavam. O shahaisa katana ruyalama, or let's say it was a katana who could have done miyun, right, to the brother, but didn't. Okay. Sarasa. So even if she had actually done what it called miyun to the yavam, what's the key here? The other wife, right, the one who would be mutar to Shimon, does chalitza and does not do yivum. Okay, lacha chav gimel. Now, halcha, in the same case, okay, halcha tsarasa ha'erva, the nasos la'acher, let's say the woman who was prohibited to Shimon, okay, goes and marries someone else. Then, v'akrach nimtzes ha'erva islandis. Now, we have a problem, because as we know, what it called, let's say we find out later on, the erva, the woman who was an erva to the yavam, really was an islandis also, which means she's not able to have children. So what happens? Teitzei ha'tsara mi'baila, okay, now, the other wife must now get divorced, umiyavma, right, and then do yibum, utzricha get b'baila, right, and then she requires a get from that husband, v'chalitza miyavma kedele lahatir l'shuk. And then after that, the yavam must perform chalitza on her, so this way she'd be allowed to go ahead and get married again. So lachav gimel is one of the most complex situations that exists by case of what it called, of tsarasa be'erva. Okay, as well, lachav dalet, yavam hayavam, Hatsara should Shadamu Shaharva Islandis. Okay. Let's say the Yavam, right, does Yibum with the other wife, again, with the other wife of the dead brother. Why? Because he thought, right, that she's what it called, that this woman who's prohibited to her is both an Erva and an Islandis. But Nim says Erva, she ain't an Islandis. But it turns out the Erva is not an Islandis. Tate same Yavma, so now she must get divorced from the Yibum, beget. Now, Vlad Mamzer, and it turns out the Vlad in such a situation would be Mamzer. So here he made a mistake. He thought it was an Erva and Islandis, and it turns out it was an Erva and non-Islandis. Okay. Okay, La Chafe. Now it gets even more complex. Shlosha Achim, okay? It's almost like starts like the beginning of a joke. All right, so you have three brothers. Okay, three brothers. Shnayim Mehen Nisuin Shtei Achayos. Okay, so two of them are married to two sisters. Okay, so Reuven and Shimon. All right, get married to, let's say, what it called, Rachel and Leah. Okay. The Echa Nasli Nachris, but Levi is married to a woman who has no relation to Rachel and Leah. Okay. So, or Reuben, and, well, okay, to Rachel and Leah. So she's out. Well, I should say that she's not part of the family. Okay. So again, you have three brothers. Okay. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben is married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah, right? And brothers and sisters. And then Levi is married to what do you call it? Esther. Okay. Now, Mace Hanasoi Nachris. Now, let's say Levi dies. Okay. V'akrakach Mace Echa Mibalei Achayos. And let's say after that, okay, after Levi dies, right, who dies next? Let's say Shimon. Okay. Hare Hanachris Choletzes. So now Levi's wife, right, can only do Chalitza below Misavemes. Why? They shehid saras achos ishto bezikas achav shemei sachra. Okay. Why? Because she is chayev to Shimon. Okay. But Shimon, right, is the achos, is the eishes achiv of Reuven. So therefore, she can only do chalitza. Below, oh, not only that, ela afilu girish echad mi baila chayas ishto. Let's say in such a situation, let's say Shimon, what he called, goes ahead and gets divorced from one of the sisters. Okay, achar shemeis anasli nachris. After, let's say, Levi died and Levi's married to Esther, umes, right? Hamigarish, right? And then the guy who's divorcing dies. Hariyah hanachris choletzah lo misav emes. Once again, the third wife, Levi's wife, must do chalitza not yibum. Because there was one moment in time where she was considered Ishas Ach, and that's why the Yibam never can take hold. She'im tisyave, right? Because let's say he could do Yibam with her. Shema yavol yavim osa, okay? He'd end up doing Yibam, but afilu lo giri zeh shemeis achron es ishto, right? So the problem is that the brother might go ahead and perform Yibam with this woman, even though the second Ach had not died, who had died, and that actually divorced his wife. And now an interim problem of Eishas Achiv. Okay. Halacha Chavav. Uvneima lo gazru dabar zem nisuin. Okay. So why is this halacha apply? Why does this halacha not apply by an actual nisuin, right? Where, remember, that's a normal marriage. Sharet saras erva nisuin, right? Because let's say a brother, going back to this case, let's say a brother's married to two women, right? And one of them is usher to the, what it called, just like a lach yadal, one of them is an erva to the yavam, and the one is not. Im gireish as a erva, okay? Let's say he divorces the woman who is prohibited to the brother, umes tsarasa, right? And now the, what it called, the other woman, what it called, the tsarasa dies, right? Muteras the yavam. Excuse me. Im gireish as a erva. Let's say he divorces the erva woman to the yavam, umes, and then he dies. Tsarasa muteras yavam. Then the second wife will be allowed to yibum kamosh b'yarnu. Okay, b'nei she'iser tsaras erva b'nisuin. This is an interesting point because when it comes to the prohibition of tsaras erva, which means the prohibition of, let's say, now that Reuven dies, his widow is prohibited due to erva to Shimon. Yadu l'kol. Everyone is aware of this halacha. This it's an obvious thing. V'ena boi mahatir hatsara. Right, and they're not going to go ahead and allow the tzara in mogiresha erva, right, without divorcing the erva. This is tzara erva bezika en yadula kol. But when it comes to the issue of tzara erva, okay, by yibum, nor tzara erva by marriage, everyone knows about, right? But tzara erva by yibum, not everyone knows about. En yadula kol. Uboy mahatir tzara afilu nisgarsha erva. So basically, what he's basically saying in halacha chavav is that what it comes down to is that everyone knows, right? It's everyone knows the halacha of, let's say, a woman being an erva marrying someone stam, but not as many people know about the problem with a nibum of a woman who's an erva marrying the yava. So because of that lack of information, that's where the lacha comes out differently. Okay? Okay, lacha of Zion. Now, in the lacha of Zion, once again, another complex case, but in this complex case, these all the lachas here are going to be about chalitza only, not nibum. So shlosha achim, once again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, nisuin shlosha nashim nachrios. So this might be a little easier. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi marry three women who are not related to each other. Okay. Now, Meis Echa Mehen. Okay. Now, Reuven dies. The Asa Hasheni, Shimon, now does a Mamar Biavimta. Okay. He does a Mamar, which remember, Mamar is the Dirabanan Kiddushin by Yibum. Umeis Kodem Sheichnos. And what happens? Shimon dies prior to him being able to have sexual relations with the Yavama. Now, Venaflu Shteyan Lifnea Yavam. Now, the woman, okay, excuse me, the two wives now, or the two widows, now fall in Levi's lap, okay? So again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to three separate women. Reuven dies. Shimon Shimon being the oldest, Reuven's widow comes to Shimon now. Shimon does a mamar, but before he has a chance to actually do yibum, he dies. Now, widow number two and widow number one fall in Levi's lap. Since this situation, they should do chalitza, not yibum. Okay, why? Neshabalas hamamar aleha zikas shnei yavna. Because in this situation, okay, because the woman who was given the mamar, now she has two obligations of yibum, right? She has, it's a double whammy, right? V'nimseis ki'ilu hi eisha shnei mesim. And if there's an actual zika to two yavmen, then it's like she's actually married to two dead people, okay, or married to two people. Right, but Darshu Chacham Ramru, and the Chacham learn out, Eishes Ames, right, the wife of the deceased, Velo Aisha Shtei Mason, but it can't be the wife of two deceased or multiple. Lafikach, therefore, Kol Isha Shalea Zika Shnei Yavmin, and this is the principle, anytime a woman has on her two Yavmin, okay, two obligations of Yivum at the same time, Chaletzis Velo Mis Yavemis, always as Chalitza Na Yivum, Mechain Sarasa, right, as well as any other wife, be Isuran, be Divrei Sofer, okay? And the, what do you call, it's Isha Derabanan, if Yibum's done in this situation. So basically, whenever two Chiyuve Yibum fall on one woman, we say she does Chalitza and not Yibum, okay? Halacha Chavches, to make up 1 second. Sorry about that. There we go. Okay, oh, sorry, no, whoops. Okay, here we go. Halacha Chavches. So 1 second. So the Rambam says, why can't you say, why don't we say that the Yavam just do Chalitza, okay, to the widow number one, who Mamar was done to, okay? Shalea Zika Shnei Yavam, right? Who has, again, she's Tuchi Yibam, the Yavam Sarasa. And then once he does Chalitza to one of the two women, he could do Yibam to the second one. Because this is the concern Chazal had. We don't want it to come out that people will say, when there are two Yavamos coming from one house, right? That one should do Chalitza and the other one should do Yibam. They don't want that. And that's why they say, even with the Tsarasa, even with the second wife, you shouldn't do Yibam as well. Now, let's say again, he does, let's say Shimon, okay, Reuven dies, Shimon does a, what do you call it, a mamar to the widow, right? V'nasan get the mamro, but then he gives that get to mevatel the mamar. Remember, a get can function here to nullify the mamar, right? Umes, and now he dies. Chazra lahatira, right? So now, what do you call it? She now is allowed to marry Levi. Shamamar Sha'asra, right? Because the mamar that made her asr, Hare Butlo, has now been nullified. Viratza Cholesla Ratzam Yavim. And now Levi has a choice about whether or not he wants to do Chalitza or do Yibum on the woman. Okay. Allah Halamid. Okay. Back to the, we always end off with this case of the Katan. Ben Tesha Shanam Yamechad, right? So let's say you have a situation where the Yavam is, what do you call it, is underage, okay, 9 years old. Shabal Yavimto, let's say he, remember, this is like almost like incomplete Yibum. So he does the act of Yibum, right? Umeis Kishu Katan, and he dies when he is still a Katan. Venufla Pam Shnia Lifne Echav Agadol, right? And then what happens? So then she, what it called, she becomes Chayiv in Yibum, okay, to the older brother now, right? For the second time. Harezu Kuletzes Vlomis Yavemes. In this case, she would do Chalitza, not Yibum. Why should be a spentesha sham yomechad? Because we've seen this before. When a 9-year-old has sexual relations in Yibum, that's no different than mamar minagadol. Remember, they're both incomplete kiddushins, kemoshigarner or incomplete yibums. Benim saleh zikash neyava. And the result of this would be that, as we said before, she'd end up having what they call the chiyuv of two yibums. Finally, lachalam alaf misha chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschorin. Of course, you have to end up with this kind of case. Let's say what it called, a woman is half free, half not free, okay, half shivcha, half baschorin. Sheniskatsha l'Reuven, okay, so she is married to Reuven. V'nishtachara, and she gets freed. V'chazra v'niskatsha l'Shimon. Then she goes back and now gets married to Shimon. U'mesu shehem. And what happens? Reuven and Shimon both die. Misyavemes l'Levi. Now she would do Yibam to Levi. V'ena esha shnei mesim. She's not considered a woman who's married to two deceased people, i.e. Reuven and Shimon. Right? Im Kiddushay Reuven Kiddushin, because if the Kiddushin of Reuven was a good Kiddushin, in Kiddushay Shimon Klum, then the Kiddushin of Shimon is meaningless because of her status as being half Ebekanani, half Baskorin. Im Kiddushay Shimon Kiddushin, and if the Kiddushin of Shimon is considered good, in Kiddushay Reuven Klum, then the Kiddushin of Reuven will not be considered anything as well. Right? So this is the classic, very complex case of a woman who has a status of half free, half, what do you call it, Shifcha. Okay, and Perek Zayin continues these types of halachas. So Perek Zayin halacha aleph, shnai mina achin. Okay, so let's say once again we have two brothers nisun l'shtei achayos. Okay, that are married to two sisters. Okay, so now we have Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Umesu shnei. Now what happens? Both Reuven and Shimon die. V'lo noda izimahen meis rishon. Now we don't know who died first. Okay, did Reuben die first or did Shimon die first? Okay, ho v'eshra liyavim shtayim. Right now, since they what it called? It's interesting. Levi would not be allowed to do yibum. Okay, very zika because of this doubt. Right, very zika nafla al shtayim. Right, and since now we're going to say it's like a double yibum requirement because we don't know who died first. Shtayim cholzos lo misyavos. Both of them must do chalitza and not yibum. Vafilu haisa achas mehen asura ala yava mishum shnia o mechayve ase o mechayve lavin. Even if one of them, okay, would be usher to Levi due to being a shnia or whatever, any isra erva, hare elu chotas lo misyavos. Nonetheless, chalitza is done and not yibum. Ava im haisa achas mehen erva alav could go in shahaisa im, right, I'm sorry. So in the case of four, talking about shnia or one of the more minor isra erva. But if she's a real erva, so to speak, like the heavy-duty erva, right, could go and shaisa aim ishta obita. So let's say, for example, when, she is, let's say, the mother, okay, which would be a primary erva issue, hare achosa muteraslo. Then the sister would be permitted to the to Levi, the ratza choletz ratza miyavim. And then Levi could, if he wanted to, either do chalitza or yibum, shaylono nafla zikaso al shteyan. Because you can't say that the woman was chayv and there were two yibums on her, Shane Zika Lerva, because a yibum can never fall out on a woman who is usher to the yavam because of erva. Okay? Halacha beis, nahaisa achas mehen asura al yavam, zeh mishum erva. But let's say in the above case, remember Reuben Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, right? And one of them is asura, it would be usher to, what it called? I'm sorry, actually, this gets even worse. This is actually four brothers, okay? All right, so let's say you have four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yisachar, okay? Now let's say in this situation, one of them is Asur on the Yavam, because of Erva. The Acheres Asur al Yavam, Asheni Mishum Erva, right? And the other one is also Asur on the Yavam, the second Yavam, because of Erva as well. So now we have two of the widows, Asur, and with an Erva to two of the brothers, okay? Hasur Lazeh, Muteres L'Achiv, the Hasura Lazem Mutaris Achiv, right? But the one who is usher to, let's say, whatever, Shimon, will be mutter to Yisachar, and the one usher to Reuven will be mutter to Levi. Shere nafla zikas kol echa mehen ala mutaris labavad. Because what we'll say here is that the chi of Yibam falls on whichever one is mutter to the Yavam. The ratza choletazu ha mutaris lo ratza miyavim. And therefore, normal Yibam applies, and it's up to him, whether, well, up to the, each brother in the mutter situation to do Yibam or not. Okay? Now, in that case of the four brothers, Halacha Gimel meis echa min achin. Let's say one of the brothers died, v'nafla ishto liyibum. Okay, and then the wife is now chay, the widow is now chay v'nibum. V'achrach meis sheni, and now the second brother dies, v'nafla ishto, right? And now his wife, shehi achos harishona, and she's the sister of the first wife, liyibum. Vare shtein kayamos, right? And let's say, what it called? They, as long as they are alive, shtein cholzos, they do chalitza, lo misyabos kvosh biyarna. They would only do chalitza in this situation, okay? Okay, halacha dalet, now mesa achrona, continuing this case, let's say the wife of the second brother dies, okay? Chazra harishona lahatira, now the first one becomes mutter again, v'choletzetz o misyabemes, and she can go ahead and do yibum or chalitza. Now, Mesa Harishona, let's say the wife of the first brother dies. Hare ha'achrona bi'isura omenes. Now, the second one is still in a state of Isser. V'choletzes v'lo misyavemes. She does chalitza na'ibum. Sharei lo haisa re'uya le'ibum mishtas tefilasa. Because at the time of, what it called, of death, she was not able to go ahead and do yibum. V'chein, so too, im kadam echa min achen. Let's say one of the brothers preempted this and did chalitza, v'cholas la'achrona. Does chalitza on the, what it called, to the wife of the second brother, hutra rishona. Then the first wife is mutra l'shar achen to marry the other brothers, shari hazika she'asra osa heisira achen bechalitza osa. Because the chi of yibum, right, that caused the other achen to be asra to her, is removed by the brother who preempted chalitza. Okay, alacha hey, v'chein, so too, im haisa harishona erva al echa mehen. Let's say the wife of Reuven is usher to any one of the brothers because of Erva, right? V'kadam v'yavim es achrona. And what happened? So he goes ahead and does yibum on the wife of the second brother of Shimon, Shimutaris, so that's mutter to him. Hutra harishona l'sharachin. That immediately makes the, what do you call it, the first one, mutter to all the other brothers. Sharia achrona sha'asra osa alayhan, nisyavah l'mutter la. Okay? Because the woman who was the cause of her to be usher to them did yibum, okay, with an ach who she's permitted to yibum with. Aval im haisa achrona hi sha'asura alecha mehen bilvad, mishum erva. But let's say the wife of the second brother was usher to one of the achim, okay, due to erva. So what's halacha there? Harehu miyavan the rishona. Then he does yivam to the wife of the first brother. Ushar achin asur b'shtayan. And then the brother, remaining brothers, are usher to the other wives. The cholzim v'lo misyavim k'mo b'yarno. They would have to chalitza na yivam. Vim kadmo v'kansu kol echad achas min achayos. Now in this situation, okay, if one of the, what it called, if each one of the brothers marries one of the sisters, okay, motzin oso mehen. In such a situation, we would force them to actually get divorced. I mean, if they don't follow this rabbinical, talacha, they're going to have to get divorced. Okay, halacha vav, we'll do a couple more. Okay, shlosh achin, once again, we have three brothers. Shnei mehen nisuan l'shtei achayos. Okay, so Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. Meis echad mi balei achayos. Okay, so now, one, let's say Reuven dies, the asa hashlishi be yevimto mamar. Now Levi goes ahead and gives a mamar to the widow. Vakraf meis bal ha'achos hasheni. Now then Shimon dies. Okay. V'nafla ha'achos hashnia. Right. And now the let's call it Leah. Right. Falls in front of lifnei achashlishi in front of Levi. Arezu knows and get the balas a mamar. Right. So what does he do? He gives a get to the what it called the sister who he gave the mamar to, and then the choletzla does chalitza to her. And then the cholitz lachos achrona, and then does chalitza to the second wife, the second widow, k'dei latir on lazar. So in this case, Levi is stuck because he gave the mamar. He must basically divorce, well, actually do chalitza to both. Okay, halacha zayin will end up here. Meizeh she'asa mamar. Now let's say in the above case, Levi who gave the mamar dies. V'haisalo isha acheres. Okay, and it turns out he's another wife. And now both wives, right, now fall under one of the, let's say, Reuven, who's married to the sister, right? Bala samamar, right? Petur mina chalitza umina yibum. Okay, the one who did the mamar is now pater from chalitza yibum. Why? Sharihi achos ishta. Because now she automatically becomes as if she's the, the wife of the brother. And the remaining wife would end up, the remaining widow would end up doing chalitza na'ibam. As we always see, she'ena mamar kone kinyan gamar ach yiftar atzara. As we've seen over and over again, a mamar is not a complete kinyan, and therefore, it doesn't work to exclude the second wife from getting out of doing ibam. Okay, we'll stop here. I know it's complex stuff. Have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll pick this up on Sunday.